high school sectional semifinals, and to talk Bloomington South Panthers and Edgewood Mustangs, we bring in the anchor of our high school basketball coverage here in 2017-2018, our good friend Terry Stoltz. T, good morning. How are you?
Glass, ready to go. Going to be a good game tonight. Definitely ready for that.
Back to the Orange Pit, Columbus East High School, sectional 14 semifinal action, game number two. Game number one will involve the battle for Columbus. That will be North and East, kicking things off at 6 o'clock. You and John Callahan will take over the airwaves just after 7, and we'll see the East Central Trojans. They are in town. They received the bye in the opening round, as did Columbus East. So those two teams are the freshest of the two. Bloomington South and East Central, Terry, has some history. You were telling me about it on a ride over on Tuesday night. Let the listeners know what they need to know about tonight's matchup.
Well, it's something that happened exactly 10 years ago. Probably on the Tuesday night you and I were over there. Bloomington South in 2008 had an unbelievable year right before, of course, they won the state undefeated the next year, but they were 19-1 heading into the sectional. And happened to play on a Tuesday night, the only game at that night for some reason. I think there was a 7-team sectional in Columbus. And they played East Central, and the 19-1 Panthers ended up getting beat by East Central. They're very deliberate to play a zone. They sit back, and you know, a few things just didn't go South's way, and they ended up losing that game, quite to a lot of people's surprise. And it ended up being the only sectional championship for East Central. Well, this year, a few weeks ago, J.R. Holmes and his crew were down scouting East Central as they were playing a game, and they just happened to honor the 2008 sectional champions at that game. And you'll hear Coach Holmes mention that on Chalk Talk tonight. He said, I don't know if they're trying to set us up or not. Obviously, they didn't know we were coming, but he said it sure made me sure perked his ears up a little bit. So this, you know, East Central, they're 14-9. So they played 23 games. In the 23 games, they've only played six 4A schools. They're down there almost to Cincinnati. There's not a major high school anywhere near them. They play in a conference where they play home and home, and everybody in that conference, you know, the Batesvilles, the Greensburgs, they're all 3A to 2A schools. So, but don't let that fool you. East Central is a huge school. They've got a lot of kids. They always have decent teams in every sport. So I guarantee you Coach Holmes is not overlooking these guys tonight.
And East Central, though, is going to be missing one of their key pieces to their puzzle. That has to help South's chances.
Yeah, a young man named Tyler Keeling, or Kaling, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. He's a 6'2 senior, averages 21 points a game. He is out for the year, season-ending knee injury. So, you know, but they've had a few games to kind of prepare for him not playing. So, you know, it'd be like South losing Chance Quayle right now. I mean, it's going to be a major blow. Now they have a couple other kids, the Luke Collinsworth, who's a 6'6 freshman and weighs 260 pounds. And he has had a heck of a year, not very mobile, is a complete post player. He's had a good year. Jared Volpenhein and a 6'4 senior also having a good year. So they'll kind of fall back on those two guys, do most of the scoring. But, you know, this is a team that's got Joe Kurtgassner, a 6'1 senior. He's been playing a lot. They also have a couple of other seniors that do play. They've got a couple of juniors that'll get some time. And a 6'4 sophomore, Trevor Becker, has kind of stepped into the lineup a little bit, getting a lot of time. So 14-9. They were second in their conference this year. And they're a good, solid ball team that, you know, all in all, South got to be ready. JR wants to start fast, perhaps turn them over, get the pace up, because they will set back in a zone, and they will take all the time in the world to set their offense up, a lot like Columbus North does, very patient. So JR's plan, they want to get up early and then force the tempo.
And getting up early, they usually do that through their senior, Chance Coyle. He's had a fantastic season. He is the fulcrum of that offense. When the South Panthers start humming along, does it need to be Coyle that gets them off to that start you're talking about, Terry, or can it come from Noah Jaeger's defense or Anthony Leal knocking down shots? The South has multiple ways to get after you.
All of the above, and I think the main thing is South's defensive pressure, which all starts with Noah Jaeger on the point guard, and there's limited resources on finding out things. So who is exactly the point guard for East Central? I can't tell you. I'll know more tonight. But he's going to be harassed by a 5'8 whirling dervish that, if he doesn't protect the ball, he, as you and I saw the other night, he wreaks havoc. Not only will he strip it from you, he'll just knock it away from you, and somebody else will pick it up and take off. So, in answer to your question, he's going to start it. At that point, also, Chance Coyle's an excellent defensive player. I would say he'll be on Volpenheim tonight. And, you know, he can get a steal. The thing about South is if they do get a turnover and take off, then everybody on the floor can score for them. So I think the key, and JR will tell you, is going to be their defense to force the pace early, and if they get a chance, they want to run.
64 points for, 44 against. That defense is real, and it is spectacular. There's no doubt about it. Terry, I don't like to put the cart in front of the horse, but since I don't have a cart or a horse, we're going to take a look ahead to Saturday just in case. Columbus North, Columbus East, the winner there. If Bloomington handles their business against East Central, any one of those two teams going to give them something they perhaps haven't seen all year, something that makes South uncomfortable? We know North and South played a close one over in Columbus earlier. Anything that sticks off the page from those two teams if that is the sectional championship game on Saturday night?
Well, I think it will be. I think you're right. Columbus North now is completely healthy. Columbus East beat them earlier in the year, and that's when they were missing a couple or three players. They're all back now. You know, John and I did the game over there. You and I did the North game. They have plenty to give South problems, and I really believe Columbus North will beat East tonight. Kind of not only do they want revenge, but they're healthy. They're ready to go. And then I, as soon as I saw the drawing, I immediately thought it's Columbus North versus South in the sectional final. And, yeah, that will be a – should be a tasty ball game, as you like to call it, tasty one, because those two are pretty even. You know, the key, should South win tonight and Columbus North win, I think Trey Vincent, we saw him score 19 in the fourth quarter against North, and, you know, whatever, 28, 29, 30, whatever he got.
Yeah, he's as quick as Noah Jaeger, too, so that'll be a heck of a matchup out front. And Columbus North has a little bit of size because they have the quarterback wide receiver football combination in the front court with Trenton Kelly and the wide receiver whose name escapes me right now,
Jalen Flemons. Yeah,
but they've got some confidence too because of that game earlier in the season. But if they overlook their city rival on their home court, Terry, it's going to be Columbus East and South in the final.
Yeah, and that is true. So we'll anxious to, John and I'll get there early, like you and I did the other night, because I want to watch that first game too. Not that I need to see Columbus North, but Brent Chitty, coach at Columbus East, a friend, and I'm looking forward to seeing his team for the first time this year myself.
Excellent, and we'll have coverage beginning just after 7 o'clock tonight, as we've alluded to and illustrated all week long. We went on the air at 7:01 on Tuesday with the fourth quarter beginning, and the fourth quarter took 37 minutes. So these things can happen. Be patient with us. You will not miss a moment of game time. I will guarantee you that 100%. So stay tuned, hang in there, and we'll get you all the action. Tomorrow night's sectional championship game. We hope that you add some mileage to the old ticker. Will be a 6:30 Chalk Talk and a 7 p.m. tip. That's back in Columbus if the South Panthers take care of their business tonight. Speaking of taking care of business, when you hit the airwaves, you're going to know pretty much how the Edgewood Mustangs are doing. They are playing South Vermilion in the Northview sectional semifinals. That's game number one at 6 o'clock tonight. J.B. Neal's Mustangs took care of their business Tuesday. 21 season for the first time since 2007-2008. That's got to be exciting. Plus the Wabash Valley champs. This has been a really great year for the Red and Black, Terry.
Yeah, it has, and they're an excellent team, and they're playing well. You know, they've got a good mixture of some senior leaders. You got Joe Quito, the junior point guard that's been there a while, Cam Bannister, a junior. Then you got all the way down to Trevor Taylor, the young freshman that's probably their leading scorer on the year. So, and Chayton Howard right now is playing his best ball probably as a senior going out. That's what you want. What else can you ask for from one of your senior captains? So, yeah, and they too play a 14-9. Team in the South Vermilion Wildcats. You know, South Vermilion's kind of had an up and down year there in the first year coach Sean Neville. So 14-9, you know, a couple of common opponents. You and I did the Owen Valley Edgewood game earlier in the year. Owen Valley beat South Vermilion. That might have been in the Wabash Valley tournament, I believe it was. They lost a close one up at Greencastle, which Edgewood also lost to Greencastle. So, you know, a couple of those are the main ones that stick out. This could be a good game. This will be something that'll, you know, I look for kind of, you know, poke and jab a little bit, dancing around to start with. And what I would imagine that I'm going to see is somewhere in the third quarter, Edgewood's going to hit a couple of threes. They're going to get a turnover or two. Joe Quito's going to do the same thing Noah Jaeger does. He's going to sneak in and get something, and Edgewood goes on a little run and takes maybe not total control of that game, but I think the Spangs are in good shape for tonight just because they are not overlooking anybody. JB will have them ready. I look for a Mustang victory tonight.
And we hope that they continue into the sectional title game, and we have two regionals to talk about coming up on Monday. Safe travels, my man. You and John Callahan have all the controls right there at your hands, and bring home the Panthers a sectional victory. Too many to count there. I've lost count, but I don't even want to have one eye on the regional just yet. Maybe we'll talk about that Monday morning instead.
Hopefully we do. 24-2, 14 in a row. Just hope the Panthers come out, take care of business again tonight like they have been for most of the year.
Business-like atmosphere, do it. Knock down some shots, play good defense, and that's been the key for Edgewood and for Bloomington South. So great, great county basketball continuing this weekend, and we'll have the recaps for you later next week. All right, good stuff, my friend. Be safe. We will talk, and we'll hear you tonight just after 7.
All right, sounds good, Glass.
Terry Stultz, the anchor of our coverage on high school basketball all season long as we all keep juggling, filling in for Joe. And big one tonight, obviously. They're all big this time of year when it's win and go home. And as Terry alluded to, these aren't seven-game series. These aren't best of three. It's one night. If you're not in it, if you're not dialed in, ready to go, things can happen. But this South Panther team has some pieces to it. We saw them on Tuesday night that would suggest a good performance again tonight and a chance for a sectional championship on there. Follow along at WGCL Radio on Facebook, at WGCL Radio on Twitter, and we'll get you all your tip times and programming information as the weekend rolls on.